Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, guys, welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 million years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's about living a life of purpose, because it's not just about being rich, it's about having a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater ability to impact the lives of others. And that's the kind of ripple effect that I'm here to create with you guys today. So again, always thank you for tuning in, binging, sharing, doing all the things that you guys do here. As a reminder, be sure to go to our website, moneyripples.com. You can actually go and click the passive income calculator there. Find out what your passive income number could be, what you could create in the next 12 months. So be sure to click and check that out now. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Okay, guys, so I've brought on a special guest for you, and not just one, but two. So I brought on the Ostroms with us out of Minnesota. Now, Michelle and Joel, I've known for a few years. We worked with them in the company in Money Ripples. They've been clients with us and just done a bang up job in what they've done. And they've even done things with Infinite Banking as well, which is really cool, because I've had a lot of you guys ask, like, hey, can someone tell us about how people use Infinite Banking with investing and things like that? So guys, I brought on people that are actually been there, done that, and they're doing it right now. And so excited to bring Michelle and Joel on. So, hey guys, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit of background on you guys. Like, I mentioned you're from Minnesota, but give us a little bit more than just that.
So we're both late 40s. We've been married for over 25 years.
Congrats.
Five kids. One is already married. She's only 20, but I work as a timber framer, so in the construction industry, but in high-end construction. Mm-hmm. But so I have a W-2 job. Michelle is a real estate professional.
All right.
She's still a homeschooling mom, but she's also a real estate professional. So that's what else.
Yeah. So family first. We're Christians. We're active in our church. We love to teach youth group, and yeah, kind of just normal people.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, if anything, you guys are you're normal great people is what you are. You know, there's ordinary people and there's extraordinary people. You guys are definitely extraordinary, in your own right. And we got a lot of people that are homeschoolers. I know in this group, it's amazing how many more people I've talked to that have become homeschoolers as well. And trying to balance that. And then you guys are balancing W-2 jobs. You're balancing, church life in your family life. You're balancing, being a real estate professional now and all that kind of stuff. And so I mean, obviously, like, take us back a little bit with both of you. Like, how were you raised with money? Was it a very abundant, plentiful thing? Or are you kind of like me, where money doesn't grow on trees and that kind of thing?
I had more of the abundant, plentiful spender kind of family. My dad was very gregarious, life of the party. He was also pretty clever, so he was kind of able to pull it off. Uh-huh. And broke all the time. He was responsible, so it worked out. It worked out okay, but he was definitely a spender.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in very scarcity mindset. Money to this day still gives me fear, like just almost anxiety attacks. However, we've learned a lot and come a lot. We started working with you in 2019. Mm-hmm. And we started with RP Capital. Actually, that's how I heard about you. Was first we knew RP Capital and Heather, and then we came to you and you helped us pull. I wouldn't say that we lived like paycheck to paycheck, but we were very poor. If you looked at our numbers, we would have been poverty for our family size. And yet we didn't really realize that we had assets that could be working for us. So you helped us take the equity out of our home. As Joe's a builder, he built our home. We had the James Ramsey sock it away mindset. So we had paid a lot on our extra on our mortgage. And so we had a lot of equity in our home. And then back when I worked for the state, I had a retirement plan. And back when Joel had a retirement plan back in the day, and you helped us cash those out and not pay a lot of taxes on them. And so then all of a sudden we went from thinking that we were very poor to having money to invest. And that was really a huge opportunity for us. Like never ever thought that we would ever be able to someday be financially free. We had done everything right since we were young. Well, mostly.
She had.
You know, like we followed all of the mainstream rules, put money away in retirement. And,
yeah.
But it still seemed elusive.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You'd look at the statements from, you know, mutual funds or whatever, and it just really, come on.
Yeah. Like we're living on nothing. Mm-hmm. None, and cobbling our cars together. And there was no chance we would ever, ever, ever retire.
Yeah.
So I started praying. I was like, Lord, it doesn't look like on paper, we should pay the bills. Joe hadn't had a raise.
Yeah. My last raise was in 2011.
Wow.
I just got one this year. It was an extra dollar an hour. So we're going to put half a tank of gas in our large SUV with that dollar.
Definitely not keeping up with inflation, are they?
I don't think so.
And during that time we had, you know, we have five kids, all who have become teenagers driving.
Yes.
And like all of these expensive changes, even though we lived frugally, it wouldn't pay the bills. Yeah. And so I just was like, Lord, you have provided everything we need. We have never missed a bill. We've always had plenty, but we need to be responsible. And so show us what's next. Mm-hmm. And I knew I could go get a job at, you know, a retail place, but we would drive 45 minutes from where I'm at. And then our home, we wouldn't have a homeschool and we wouldn't have the peace and the rest that we have and what God's called me to do. So I knew that wasn't the answer. So I was just looking for opportunity and praying, and then found Money Revealed, a docuseries. And from that opened my mind up to a totally different mindset, velocity of money and moving, you know, not being dependent on a W-2 job. And so from that, I found four different people or gurus or personalities that I thought maybe they have some answers for us. And
who are they?
Okay. Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Okay.
Gunderson. Who are the other two?
My old buddy, Garrett Gunderson. Yep.
There's another company out of Utah and they do a life insurance kind of thing. I'm sorry, it's been
so a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yes, but I vetted each one, like went through all the content I could online, called each one. And so we ended up with RP Capital. And when in RP Capital, you were on their website. Mm. And part of my vetting was I wanted to know those four people who they had confidence in. And so then I went and vetted like the second tier or whatever. And so that's how that led me to you. And then you had years of content. And I just would almost 24/7, like have something, I'd fall asleep to something. Like I would just take as much in as I could. And then I called you, and it was obvious with between you and the other four that I had vetted that this was much better fit for us. You know, a lot of the other ones, I would say, just like if you had a lot of money or were a big player in some industry, they had time for you. If not, they had some sort of kind of mainstream funnel to get you through, but not really help you individually, I would say. And then I'd also say, I remember, Chris, I came to you and you had several calls with us before we actually started, you know, signed papers and started working with you. And you were really patient and understanding to the scarcity fear that was very, very real. And I remember telling you when we're signing papers, I'm like, I am really scared. And I just really don't want this to be a scam.
Yeah.
So if you'll take us, we'll try it. But, you know, like I was so honest with you about that and totally you've been upstanding and guided as well.
Well, it's good because, I mean, you would definitely want to make sure you're being careful, right? You don't know who you're being with, and especially if you're putting a large amount of money up front, you know, like you're putting that good faith out there. And that's what I tell people. It always requires faith, no matter how logical it seems to make the decision. Like, there's still that emotional part, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And you just were gracious to work with us. The mindset, I think the content that you gave us online for everybody through your podcast, dealing with the mindset and just opening up to something new was very, very, very pivotal. I'm looking at my notes here. So there's some kind of big themes that I have learned from you and your podcast. Definitely the scarcity and the abundance. So the scarcity is very law, very rigid, very rule, one size fits all. And that doesn't, like, we don't want a doctor who does that. We don't want anybody else in any other, we don't want a home designer that gives everybody the same house in it because everybody's different.
Yeah.
So in the abundance, I've learned that it's finding out who you are and what you're called to do, and then looking for opportunity. And one thing that you said that just totally changed everything and blew my mind, and I thought that must apply to everybody other than me, is that you are your biggest asset. And I'm like, wow, I guess I can raise kids, you know?
Yeah.
Home. But as studying more and learning more and looking for opportunity and praying, the Lord just opened different doors and different people and different opportunities. And I just learned to kind of follow the opportunities with faith, I guess, but also with caution, and just ask for discernment and wisdom from the Lord. And so we met Ron Phillips at one of his events, and I asked him more about doing some real estate. I thought, I think I'd be interested in learning more real estate, but I want to study under someone that's, you know, going to be good. And so he helped me narrow down. I purchased a course and went through that 6-month course in 2 months, and what it said. And so for the first time, I realized I could be my own best asset. And so we did 2 deals, real estate deals, utilizing what I had learned in that course. And then we're just like, what's next? And so then we sold one of our other properties. Heather helped us do a 1031 exchange into 2 other properties.
So in 2019, with your help, we did a cash out refi. We bought 4 properties through RP Capital. One of those is the one we sold this year.
Wow. That was fast.
Yeah, and appreciated enough to roll it over into 2 different properties. And through, you know, just looking for opportunity and through this real estate course and connections, we have made friends with some people in Birmingham who run Airbnbs. So we were able to purchase 2 houses and get long-term rentals agreements from them. And they will run them as Airbnbs. And so it's really a win-win.
So we don't have to pay management on them. There'll be less wear and tear because it won't be a steady tenant.
Right.
It's a good deal.
That's great. So
recently, yeah. we actually sat down. You helped us with insurance too. Yeah. We got rid of a bunch of weird insurance policies that we had and kind of consolidated all into some whole life for Michelle. Mine is a convertible policy that we're hoping to convert soon. Mm-hmm. And also a good disability policy because my job is an active and has some dangers. So a very good disability policy that we're happy with. But recently we actually sat down and crunched the numbers, which we haven't done for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we're like, with my pay, we're like at least $1,000 short every month.
Yeah.
But without our rental income, we wouldn't be able to survive, period.
Wow. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And how far are you guys on the journey now for the passive income to be able to help replace your current job?
I think we're more than halfway.
That's great. In 2 years.
In 2 years. Yeah. That's pretty
That's
crazy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The other thing you taught us is that money is a tool and that it magnifies what's inside.
Yeah.
And so with money and fear being such a big issue for me, the more rentals we got, the more fearful. And that is not a good combination for anyone. Mm-hmm. So that really had to make me deal with the root of that fear and like a lot of soul searching. And it's interesting. I was just reading in Hebrews and it talks about, be free from the love of money and be content with what you have because I will never leave you or forsake you. So right there, God's connecting the fear of money with the security only in Christ. And yes. So that really, like, now that I'm looking for that and realize that money is just a tool, yeah, get as many tools as you can, mm-hmm. but then use those tools for what really matters.
Definitely. Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. And that's something that I probably should focus more on the show, right? Because a lot of the things that we do, the strategy, in my opinion, is the easy part, even though for most people, it's the harder part to change and shift. But then dealing with the emotions, dealing with the head trash that gets in the way, that often sabotages our actual results, even if logic will say, oh, just do everything mathematically, right? But the truth is, your brain and your emotions get in the way all the time, too.
That's true. Especially when I was studying the real estate and like learning as much as that, you know, that's a lot of kind of talking to strangers and cold calling. So that the head trash really can be a big issue there.
Yeah. Well, I'm really proud of you guys. I mean, you guys have definitely like made it work, you know, and there's so many people that have had more resources than you, even right now, probably listen to the show, probably have had more resources and still aren't getting the results you're getting. And that's purely because it comes back to your character and what you're doing, you know, And I love that you guys came into my life, you know, like I really do. Cause you know, unbeknownst to a lot of people here, like I pray as well. And when I pray, you know, I'm praying for, you know, not just me to find people, but to lead me to them. Right. And to lead them to me so that we cross paths, that we intersect, you know, and whoever it is I'm meant to help bless. And so it's kind of cool to see that work in action, right? Like no matter what your belief is, you can't deny it worked. You know, it definitely worked. And so happy you guys came into my life too. You've definitely enriched it.
Yeah. Well, we're blessed to be helped by you.
Yeah. To speak to even how skeptical, I want to say, mm-hmm. we were, you had in your home before you moved, you had the, what did you call them? Your meetings, your trainings in your home.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we came out to Utah from Minnesota, a huge trip for us. And like to see for real, yep, you're there. You say things in person as you do on the podcast, but also it's an opportunity for us to have a wonderful family trip, and we were able to meet Heather too, and so that was cool.
And some of your other clients, it was really fun to hang out.
Mm-hmm. That's why I do that. Cause you know, I used to do it like a stuffy hotel and you know, there might be a day it has to go to that route or something where it's more of an, a bigger place. But you know, if I can hold it in my house, you know, and have people just be there and say, hey, this is it, you know, it's nothing flashy. It doesn't have to be, but it does, you know, it does kind of bring you into that intimate part of our world, you know, and even though it might stress out my wife from time to time. Yeah.
Sure.
So, well, guys, thank you so much for sharing today. I mean, so much experience, you know, just in the last few years. And really, again, like I said, I'm so proud of you guys and excited to see you guys just keep, you know, keep growing, keep doing what you're doing and get to the point where Joel, you're like, I don't have to worry about it. Like I can keep working this job and that's just gravy. Or I can just say goodbye. Thanks for that $1 raise in a decade. And, you know, we'll see you later. So,
no thanks.
Exactly. Well, again, thank you guys for joining us today and everybody else. Hopefully this is useful to you. I want you guys to be able to see that, you know, anybody, if anything, everybody has hope, right? It doesn't matter where you're starting from, wherever you are, there's always hope, right? There's always the ability to do more and to be better and to have more, right? And that's the key, is that it's all about creating freedom. That's the ripple effect we're here to create today. And so grateful for the Ostroms to be here and join us as well, because they're creating their own ripple effect in their own community, in their own neck of the woods. So again, you guys make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.